850 The Buzz. If you move your lips when you read, your station is 17 notches down. This is 850 The Buzz.
The Buzz. Good morning again, everybody. You're tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host, for the next hour now with Larry Bab.
Good morning.
Good morning. And The Rock is sitting in his room preparing. With us in the studio is Paul Gilster. And this morning, Computers 99 is brought to you by SkyTail. The first name in advanced messaging. Call 1-800-SKY-6181 or visit skytail.com. Also brought to you by Bell South Mobility DCS, and you can call Bell South at 1-888-327-2001 to get unlimited incoming calls. And Computers 99 brought to you also by Mindspring, and you can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. And we've been discussing different subjects. This hour, we're going to take your calls and questions about anything computer related. So if you have any thoughts about what we were talking about the first hour, or if you have questions, 860-0850. Or if you have a Bell South Mobility DCS phone, it's just punch. Star 850.
Good.
On an Alltel cell phone.
How long have you been doing this?
850. Long time.
Too long.
Couple of things. Prices of memory is still going up.
I thought I saw it was certainly going to come down.
I thought so, too. For one day, it went down for a couple of bucks and then shot up again.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I saw that somewhere on like CNET. They said, DRAM is starting to come down.
Nope, yeah, nope. But that wasn't very long lasting. Earthquake being blamed for this, right? This is the, you know, the price is up because of the earthquake over there.
Yeah, yeah, even though it's all made in Korea.
It's right. All a different part of the world.
It's all, right? It's all Asia. Nobody cares.
Oh, no, it's all, yes, okay. I understand. I got you.
So, yeah, it's still going up, and it's not the time to do it. Now, I do have a couple of customers who wanted to upgrade their computers memory-wise and told them that that's not the right time to do it. But after talking about mentioning on the air last week that you can probably go to Office Depot or
right.
Walmart or Kmart or Sam's or any of those places, and they have cheaper memory because they buy on a contract like for 6 months, and the supplier is supposed to give it to them back for 6 months the same price. So today, a couple of weeks ago, Walmart advertised 128 meg for $129. You know, and this is great.
Okay.
So a few of my customers did find it. One of them found the last one on the shelf at Office Depot. And, you know, so this is, if you have to have it, there are different ways of doing it, and but you have to go shop around, or literally shop around. 860-0850. Let's go talk with Mark in his car. Good morning, Mark. Mark? Why is she not working? Let's see. Again. Mark, you there? No. Mark? Hello? No. Oh, well. Chris, when you have a chance? Yeah, we're trying to get him, but we can't get him. So, Mark, sorry if I hung up on you. Just feel free to call back.
#850 on your... What?
860-0850. *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone. #850 on your Alltel cell phone.
There we go.
And these are free calls. And The Rock will come and smack it down and make it work. Look at that smackdown coming out. Watch. Bang. He just pressed it down. Hmm. And
is he back?
Mark is not back yet, but that may be him. We'll let The Rock take care of this. Yeah. What What other? I don't want to say subjects, but development do you see on the main burner right now, Paul, that are going to change the way we do things today?
If you listen to AOL, and maybe you don't, but if you do, this wireless anywhere business, internet anywhere, really could work out. We've got the new Palm 7 just coming out with the internet capability. We're looking at a situation where at least a lot of money is going into making the net available to you through cell phones or through pagers even, or through some kind of handheld device. That looks like it might actually be a pretty big trend. I mean, I can see that working out. That said, we should probably mention the Palm 7 is very primitive in this regard, despite some of the advertising for it. Everything there is proprietary. The websites you can get onto have to be in a Palm format.
Right.
You don't have the ability, in other words, to go out and use it as a tool to surf the web. But if you do want to connect to certain, I think there are over 100 of these sites now that handle this new format, you can do that with the Palm 7. We're going to need to see this branch out to where we've got greater capability and the ability to really get out there and log onto the average website with whatever kind of device we have. So it's only beginning. AOL 5 is based on the notion, too, that they want to spread this out through small devices. We want to have a way to get your information no matter where you are. And the flip side of that, or the other, another factor in that, is the whole trend toward putting your personal information online. If you have internet anywhere, then why don't you post your calendar or your to-do list on the web, and then you access it from anywhere? I don't know if this is all going to work or not.
It is
a trend that looks unstoppable right now.
Got to be optimistic.
Well, I mean, I think it has a lot to go for it.
But if you were a Betamax programmer at one point, you were probably pretty optimistic too. But
and I have an old Betamax, I really do, and it still works. By the way,
there's nothing to say on it.
Let's see if we can talk to Mark now. Mark,
I'm not.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right. How are you? Sorry.
Pretty good. I try to listen to you guys every day on my way to work on Sundays. But I have a question. What do you think is the best hard drive to upgrade to?
The best hard drive?
Yeah, when you're buying a hard drive. Cause I was
IBM.
At,
IBM.
IBM.
14 gig, 18 gig.
Okay. What about a Maxtar?
These days, I mean, they're okay, but you asked me for what I think is the best
one. The reason I was asking because I'm getting ready to upgrade, and I had seen a 15 gig for $159 at CompUSA.
You go for it.
Go for it.
Absolutely.
And it's at 7,200 RPM.
Yes,
too.
Go for it then.
Okay.
Yeah, Maxtor is a good make. There's no doubt.
Okay. And also, I got another question. What do you think, because I'm upgrading to motherboard, too, because I don't know too much about that, but I've been looking at the AMD K6 500 at pricewatch.com for about $159, I think it was.
Again, you're going to have to change your motherboard and CPU and possibly your case.
Okay.
So you have to find out on which motherboard that CPU. The CPU is a great CPU, no doubt.
Okay.
But you have to find out which motherboard it'll fit on and whether or not this motherboard will work in your
case
because some of them are ATX and some of them are AT.
Oh, okay. So how do I find that out? Just look at
You ask them.
Oh, okay. All right, then, man. Y'all have a nice day.
You do the same. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And let's go talk with Larry in Apex. Good morning, Larry.
Hello.
Hello to you, too.
Okay, hard question for me, should be easy for you. I got a Pentium, and I added a zip drive to it.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, when I was loading the software, it... Somehow, I think I did it, but somehow it changed the drive letters. The CD-ROM is listed as drive H now, and the zip drive is listed as the D.
This is a parallel?
Yeah.
And what kind of hard drive?
It's 2.2 gigs.
And it was your C drive?
No, the D. You have CD-ROM.
It used to be this. The CD used to. Oh no, that's probably because the driver is loaded. The driver for the CD is loaded after the driver for the zip.
Okay, so it's then. Because I know when I had my 486, it was listed.
It doesn't matter what you have. It's how you load it. There are drivers for these drives.
Okay.
And as you load them, it creates another letter and another letter. So whatever comes last is the higher one.
Okay.
Okay.
So it doesn't affect the way anything works, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. Thanks a bunch, then.
All right. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And we have George in Durham. Good morning, George.
Hey, sir. Why is there such a problem with Windows 98?
Why, oh, why?
It's a beta product, that's why. It's still a beta product.
What kind of problem do you have?
Well, what's happening is I'm having a hell of a time trying to load programs.
What happens when you try to load?
Well, I mean, sometimes they won't load. I had a Mosby's medical encyclopedia that I tried to load, and it would load 7% cut off. And I called Mosby's, the number on the technical support.
Right.
And he broke it all the way down to safe mode, and it would not load. I give it to a friend of mine that has Windows 95, and it loaded right in.
There's also could be a problem with your computer. It's not just Windows 98.
It'll shut down in the middle of program. I mean, I can be playing a game or something. It'll just shut down.
Yeah, you see, that could be a problem with your computer, not with Windows 98. It could be that your memory needs to be reseeded or is bad. It could be that that Windows 98 got corrupted and you will have to reinstall it. And I mean reinstall is to format the drive and reinstall it. Don't right away blame it on Windows 98 by itself. I mean, there are other things that could cause this, and most likely other things are causing it because...
The other thing it does is it'll just lock up.
Yeah, you see, this is...
totally turn it off and then reboot it.
George, sounds like you have a problem with the computer itself.
The best thing to do is take it back. Because, see, I ain't had it but, like, 5 months. And, I mean,
You bought it locally?
Yeah, at Best Buy. It's Aptiva. I mean, it's got about 9.4 on the hard drive.
Take it back. Absolutely. Take it back and say, this computer is not allowing me to work efficiently with it. It locks up, it reboots, it doesn't allow me to load programs. Let them do it.
Okay.
Absolutely. But it's not 98. I mean, I have a computer with 98 on it, and millions of other people have 98. And the truth is, I find 98 a lot more stable than 95.
Yeah,
really?
Me too.
Yes.
But see, I've known a couple people that I had talked to said they had had trouble with 98, and that's the reason I figured, okay, that's the problem.
A lot of people, but what happens is when you buy a computer with 95 and you upgrade to 98 and you buy the upgrade, if you install it on top of 95, you inherit a lot of the problems that 95 had.
Oh, okay.
If you get it installed with 98 at the factory or at the point where you bought it and it's fresh installed, chances are, if the hardware is okay, that it is a lot more stable than 95.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't know, I don't know much about computers.
Take it back.
And so the deal was, I didn't know. And the thing, it frustrates you because they say, well, we'll keep it. And I'm like, man, I paid $1,800 and you're going to keep it, but I guess that's just a process.
No, go ahead and take it back and say, I cannot work with this. Either give me my money back or fix it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Altel cell phone. These are free calls. Isn't that amazing that, right now, it's something wrong with 98?
You know, of course you're right. I actually have found, and I've been awfully critical about Windows
98.
For good, well, about all Windows. But actually, I do think 98 is more stable.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more stable. I've had a lot of luck with it, and I think it's a better product than I originally gave it credit for being.
Same here.
What he was describing really does sound like it could have been an issue of simply going out and reformatting that drive, as you say. I mean, this has happened to me too, and really the best installation for 98 is to you know, if you want to bite the bullet, go out there, reformat, and put it in clean, which is a big deal. You have to reinstall all your software, but it sure does work well.
Yep. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone. Pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And we're talking with Paul Gilster in the studio with us. Paul, when, again, Paul is a columnist with a writer. And he writes, among other things, a column at the News and Observer. When does it come out?
Comes out Mondays now. I'm glad you mentioned that because it was on Sundays. And then before that, it was on Tuesdays.
I know. So. I had the hardest time. I kept
following. Why do you get different people?
It does.
Well, I don't care about different people. I care about me. I couldn't find it.
Well, it is now running Monday in the Connect section, the new high-tech section. That's where you'll find it. But see, here again, the beauty of the Internet, you know, it's still at the same Internet address. So you go to the News and Observer site, www.news-observer.com, and then you can find it there on the business page. Just go follow the links there, and that doesn't change. So here again, the net model is a lot easier to work with than the printed publication model.
There you go, Larry. Do you use the Internet?
Who, me?
We'll have to get him on there.
I need to. What is this thing?
Yeah.
We'll have to get Larry online.
That's right. There you go.
I like that.
He'll fall off. But so it's Monday.
Mondays, yes, sir. That's it.
And people can email you?
Of course. Yes, gilster@mindspring.com. And send me an email. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten great story ideas from emails. Because as I say, you can't keep up with all this stuff. There's nobody who can. And people find things out there and show it to me. And often it turns into something that's very usable. And I just enjoy hearing from people anyway.
What happens to all the old articles?
Well, they're archiving them now online. I mean, I don't know how far back that goes. I think it goes back like maybe a year at this point. I haven't really checked. But
the NNO.
Yeah, the NNO. So far, they've gone back about that far. Before that, of course, they stretch back to 1986, and they're not available out there online in any way. I've toyed with the idea of doing that just for fun.
Are they viable? I mean, because you're talking about changing.
Oh, no. It would be historical interest only, I would think. But sometimes it's fun just to go back and look at the way things were in previous times. And sometimes I play around with the idea of just putting up my own site and having them out there just for fun. You know,
People want to look at
what we were doing back then, and things have really changed.
You need to.
Yeah, I may well
absolutely
do that.
And you were between books.
Between books and trying to figure out where's the next topic. As I say, electronic books and the whole publishing industry is maybe where I'm going to go with this next one, but I'm still pondering.
What books, what's the titles?
Oh, gosh.
Can you remember all of them?
Well, the most recent one is Digital Literacy, and that's the one that is still around the most. The others, really, The Internet Navigator came out in 92. That was my Internet introduction. And the other four after that were all Internet-specific books that are, at this point, archaic. You know, I mean, it just, we'd have to really update them. The Web Navigator came out before Digital Literacy, and, you know, I mean, some of that is still applicable, but it's changed so much that the shelf life of an Internet book is about 4 months, is what we figure. And after that, it's just gone obsolete.
Yeah.
Digital Lit was a little bit differently. That one I wrote as kind of a philosophical, more than anything else, look at stuff. And so it's still viable and it's still floating around out there.
When you're talking about 4 months, can you recover your costs even?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's my publisher recovering theirs. I let them worry about that. And apparently they do. But, yes, that's the standard. The book gets written, and it's out there maybe 4 months on the shelf. And apparently it works because there are an awful lot of computer books out there doing that same model.
Very interesting. So it's gilster@mindspring.com.
Mm-hmm. Send me an email. That would be great.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add, Paul? Here's...
Well, as I say, it's impossible just to, you know, to try to track this on a daily basis. I get all kinds of people asking me, you know, what's the next internet stock, you know? And I have to say, I will just say this. I am very active in the stock market. I hold no internet stocks, if that tells you something. If people sometimes write me and say, well, you've missed out on a lot of money, and that's true.
I will.
And I have a feeling that, you know, I mean, obviously, I could have made big bucks, so I'm not a good source if you're looking for an internet stock tip.
But you still have all your hair. And
No, I'm getting pretty thin up on top.
You're never going nuts with this stuff.
No. And I do think, as far as stocks go, we're, you know, I mean, other people are predicting this too, but it really does seem like things are crazy. Priceline.com is worth more than U.S. Air, you know? This is not healthy.
Have you been on U.S. Air lately?
Maybe so.
In this case, it may be true.
Maybe I should have said Value Jet or whatever its current incarnation is. But, yeah, I do think we're in for a big fall here. Amazon, I'm writing about Amazon right now. Here's a company that is diversifying in every which direction. A company that doesn't seem to have its focus anymore. A company that was always grossly overvalued, still is despite market corrections. I don't see anything good coming out of this. I think we're going to have a lot of consolidation and a lot of real problems in the market for internet stocks in the next year.
And that's your tip for the day, huh?
Tip for the day, yeah.
Well, I'm bearish on that. But bear in mind, I've been like this for 2 years, and I've been wrong all the way. So just take that under advisement. I missed the whole internet stock train.
But I still love to order books from Amazon.com.
I do, too, and I hope they stay in business.
That piece works.
That piece is great. But I'll tell you what, when they start getting into children's toys and electronics,
I noticed that.
They're outside their range here, and that's a bad sign.
But they probably got a bunch of money from whoever pushed them into it.
Yep.
And they say, hey, sell that stuff. Here's $10 million.
Well, they have the sales model now. Yeah. It's whether they can...
The model is
books.
Good.
I mean, for...
Yeah. But look at them in auctions, you know. You look at their auctions and you say, nah, it's just not. I mean, eBay has that so well locked.
Right.
And Amazon's site is really not very interesting for auctions. They're out of their range again.
And eBay is not having a lot of fun with what they're doing. They're having their own problems.
Oh, man. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who think that online auctions are the hottest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And will be for a long time to come.
And the popularity is incredible, and they're just downright fun, let's face it. I mean, you get on there, and you get hooked before you know what you're doing. And then, you know, every morning you're up there looking at the screen, you know, what's new in my category today, you know. My dad used to run a coffee company in St. Louis back in the 40s, and I found memorabilia from this company on eBay. I had to have it, right?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So it does work.
It does.
All right. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. You're tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. And at this time, we say goodbye to Paul, who's got other obligations. This is a busy person.
Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
We always love having him. It's
really fun to be here. And thanks for having me. Hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah.
We will. We definitely will.
Hope they keep your calm in the same place for a while.
It's on the internet at the same place.
Well, I know that, but I never remember to do that. I keep looking at the paper, trying to find it.
Bye, Paul.
See you later, guys.
Take care, Paul.
And you know what?
Tell you what.
Let's first go talk to Patrick in Durham. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Amnon. I got a question about my computer. I'm having a problem, and I just don't know what I should do next. It just turns off all of a sudden.
It turns off or reboots?
It turns itself off. Just turns itself off. After it started about a month ago, occasionally just shutting down. And it doesn't shut itself down properly.
It just dies.
It just dies. It's just like someone took a gun and shot it.
Power
supply. Okay, well, that's the first thing that will come to mind is a faulty power supply. Bad connection between the power supply and the motherboard. Did you try to hit it?
Yeah, actually, it doesn't. After it turns off, you can't turn it on. The button won't turn it on real quick.
What kind of computer is it?
This is a no name.
I mean, what?
Oh, it's a 286.
286?
Pentium 266.
Pentium 2. Is it an ATX? You know, what ATX means?
No. What is ATX?
It's just the standard that the switch is not really a switch.
It's a button.
It's a button, but there's no switch behind it that it's an on and off. It's
it's a
momentary on that tells the motherboard to turn on.
Okay.
And if that's the case, then it may be something wrong with the motherboard. If it's a real switch, that is on, is it a button that you push in and out? If it's a real switch though, then it's definitely a power supply. Now here, let me ask you this: when you push it in,
mm-hmm.
Do you feel, you know how a regular push switch works? That you press it and it's sort of like recessed a little bit, and then you press it and it comes back farther. Is that the way this does?
This one, you push it in about a quarter inch, and then it goes over a spot.
Uh-huh.
That's where the sort of a clicker spot.
Right.
And then it turns on when it works.
Can you turn it off and on and off and on?
Yeah.
So it may be a switch. In that case, it's a power supply. Without looking at it, I can't really tell you.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain. But it may be the motherboard. It may be the connection of the power supply to the motherboard. And it may just be the power supply itself.
Okay. And then
That's tough to try and figure out which one it is without playing with it.
Okay.
You're in Durham.
Yes.
You bought it locally.
I bought it on the internet.
Oh. You're welcome to bring it over and let me look at it.
Okay.
Why don't you just give me a call later on today in 852-2121, and I'll try and help you.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone. These are free calls, and this hour we take your calls about anything. Any question, any comment, computer-related. Don't be shy. Call in. Guess what AMD is doing?
I give. Making more money?
700 megahertz.
I've heard, well, they tested that in Germany.
I mean, this takes straight up to the stars.
Well, this combination, what I heard, I saw that.
They're having a lot of problems.
They've also got this proprietary little refrigerator cooling.
Yep.
I mean, it's sort of like a Rube Goldberg device. Though it makes sense because heat is always the enemy of the CPU, and the better heating that you can get, the better, the less heat you can get, the faster you can run the machine.
Oh, yeah.
I actually found a good website on called cpcooler.com, which has got all this professional quality, high, low maintenance, high quality cooling devices for hard drives and for CPUs. The company that makes them out there. That if you were building your own machine, it'd be interesting. Huge heat sinks for all the variety of CPUs, including the Pentium Pros and things like that. So that was interesting to find.
And you can cool it off. So cool it.
That's what sounds like it's happening with this guy's machine. Something's heating up and tripping something.
Why don't you get one and wear it?
Wear what? Cool it up? It would look better than those pajamas you have on. What is this with you? Coming in commando?
Scholarships.
What?
Scholarships.
What kind?
Students with the help of specialized websites are increasingly using the internet to search and apply for all kinds of scholarships. Isn't that nice? You can go and you can register for or apply for scholarships all over. You can do tens and hundreds of them right from your living room. You don't have to send for applications and get them and mail them and all that. You do the thing right from there.
I did it last year. I mean, it is a reality. You can apply. There's a basic scholarship form that people have to fill out for most schools. It's a federal aid to student compliant form or something like that. You can fill it out over the internet, pay for the cost of having it shipped to all these schools via credit card over the internet.
Right.
Leave your house. And it was great. It worked.
And you get them. I mean, when you put that many out there,
you play the odds. The more you get, the more you put out there, the better your odds are of getting something. It's like everything else.
Yeah, it's nice that you can do that.
Yeah, because schools, there's so many scholarships targeted to certain groups. You know, if you're a left-handed person with red hair who lives in a town with letters under three,
$15 scholarship.
Yeah, there's a scholarship for you probably. You just have to find it. And these kind of searches and these kind of... The other thing you should know, folks, is never pay for this stuff. You don't have to pay for searching these things. You can do it on your own. You pay for things like filing fees with the federal government. But you don't have to have spent a whole bunch of money with people who are going to do this for you. You can do it yourself. I mean, and you'll get hit. If you have a child getting ready for college, it's amazing the phone calls you get. We'd like to help your child go to college.
Send the money.
So would I. Give me a
check.
Send
the money. That's it. Send the money.
Show me the money.
And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. Bull had to leave.
Yeah, he had a commitment.
It was fun.
He's always great fun.
I tell you what I want to hear between now and the end of the day. Let's see the first three people that will call with the worst. You remember you did, what's your favorite website?
What's your worst?
The worst website.
And we'll put it up there under the Hall of Shame.
Yeah, Hall of Shame. I mean, something that's really, really bad.
But pornography is not included.
No pornography. Don't want to hear anything about pornography. I'm talking about, and legitimately bad, you know. It takes forever to load. The color schemes is bad. And,
you got mine already. www.microsoft.com.
What's wrong with it?
It takes forever to load. They're always changing it. It's a horrible site to navigate in. Next, what else do you want to hear
changing
about?
And updating a website is okay. Are you talking about they're changing the navigation?
All the time.
Oh, this is bad. But, hey, Evil Empire, what are you going to do?
Be careful what you say about this.
You be careful. You be careful.
It is the single most difficult site to navigate because every other time you go there, the navigation scheme is different.
Yeah, that's bad.
Now, it's all in the name, they say, of improvement, but improvement at what cost?
Yeah. So we want to hear what's your experience with the worst website you've been on. 860-0850, or if you're in your car, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, or pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. Free calls. We pick up the tab on these. Let me mention again that if you're interested in the online web classes on Delta Force, go to www.deltaforce.net and click on web-based training, web-based classes. Take the demo class and see if you like it. Everybody that went there, I mean, it's beginning to really take off, so it's nice. If you're interested in free internet, 10 hours a month, also it's on the same page, www.deltaforce.net, and click on free internet. Let's go and talk to John and Carrie. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to catch you guys before you went off.
Hey, Larry, come back.
What?
I just read an article in one of the Zeph Davis magazines. Uh-huh. I don't remember which one, but John Dvorak.
Yeah.
An article in one of his later articles was talking about the under $200 computer system that sweep the nation.
Yeah, right.
It's going to use the open source systems like, was it BIOS or Linux or...
Yeah.
Have you been reading about this?
No, I haven't, but everybody's trying to say... I mean, that'll be the day. I mean, I have more people calling me and asking me how to do this and how to do that and... Linux. I don't use it, but I mean these are people that are very computer literate. People that used Unix before, and you can't figure out how to do it with Linux. And we always laugh and say, yeah, this is what they want to put on computers for people that don't know anything about computers,
what
right?
What I mean is, will the computers really be under $200?
I find it very hard to believe because think about it, hard drives. I think hit rock bottom there, in the low hundreds, in the $100.
Uh-huh.
The monitor cannot cost less than $100. There's your $200 right there. If you're looking at way, way, way rock bottom. So I find it really hard to believe.
Yeah. I got one other
but
question.
Who knows? I don't have a crystal ball. Real quick. Go ahead, John.
It has to do about that, the system.
Yeah.
If the system is named after a guy named Linus Turvill, or I can't even pronounce
Turvill. It. Turvill.
If his first name is Linus, how do they get Linux out of it?
I don't know. I have no idea, but who cares? I mean, he's that's him, Linus and Lennox. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Listen, y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you. Yeah. You do the same, John.
Bye now.
Bye, and thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobile DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. And let's go directly to the phones and talk with Thomas and Raleigh. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. You wanted to know the worst website?
Yes.
It has to be the Evil Empire.
you lose. I've already said that.
Oh, okay.
It is the worst, isn't it?
It's the worst. It's the hard to navigate, and it's the worst. I mean, you would think with all the money Bill Gates has,
They could
do something about that.
I'm glad that makes two. I already listed it, so you're on there.
Oh, okay.
So you'll find it really hard to navigate, just like Larry.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
All right. Bye bye.
And how about you, Jim?
Hi, my name's Jim. There's a site called webpagesthatsuck.com.
All right.
You guys will love this. It's a great site.
Webpagesthatsuck.
One word, webpagesthatsuck.com. And
okay.
Their regular feature is the sucky site of the day.
All right. We've got to have it. It's
okay,
there.
We'll go look.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
Webpagesthatsuck.
I want that list for later on to add on our page.
Oh, yes.
We have a few more minutes. We still would like to hear from you. What is the
web page that sucks?
The second page of the day. I mean, web pages that you wouldn't go back to because it took forever and ever to load, or because it was ugly and the color scheme, whatever. You know, something that left bitter taste in your mouth. We have about 3 minutes that we can still take your call. So 860-0850, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, or star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone. And these are free calls. So here's your chance. Yeah.
And he's right.
I like that.
To the first call, with all the money that Gates has, all the talent that Microsoft has, and they have this kind of website. I mean, I'm constantly flaming them because they're on the technical end of it. You know, because they're trying to do more and more technical resources via the web. So they've got MSDN, they've got the knowledge base has been changed a half a dozen times. You can't get an answer. And
mean there's nothing in the knowledge base about?
Well, you can't find out what you want to find out or need to find out easily, because you've either got to have a password for this, they've got three different, they keep changing it all the time, the way you access it. It's like they haven't figured out, they're too clever by half. They don't know how to get you what they want to get you and charge you for it, or where they give it to you. Well, this is the whole thing with, you know, MSN. How many times have they changed MicrosoftNetwork.com's concept? At least a half a dozen. And they still haven't figured it out. And
they
still
have the money to do
more.
It.
Well,
seems like you would use the money
to hire
more efficiently to do something constructive.
You know, it really is a shame, because it is a, and I understand the other thing that makes you crazy is that it's always so slow. You'd think they would buy enough servers. They've got enough money. They could never be slow. I mean, this is the most hit website, or within the top five easily, in the world.
But see, they don't care, because people will go there anyway.
Yeah, but really. I mean, it's just spitting in the face of the consumer.
And that's a technology-based company.
Yeah.
You know, they're, yeah. Well.
But I tell you, web pages that suck is going to get my attention today. I'm going to go up and find out.
Web pages
what
that suck.
Is going on?
Well. Larry? You want to say?
Yeah, I want to say hello to Robbie. I'll be there soon. Yes, I'm going to Rob's today to do a little work on with another of our friends who has this proclivity to put things on his machine just for the fun of it.
For fun of it, yeah.
And leave files laying around. But I want to say hello to Rob. I want to say hello to Paula, who is probably right now on web pages. It sucks, and she's not working. And to my daughter, Rebecca. Love you all. Except for Robbie. Rebecca's at Chapel Hill.
UNC.
UNC.
And she's still doing
it. She loves it. I mean, it's great.
All right. It's almost time for us to say bye. I want to invite everybody again to register at www.triangledirectory.com. You can register your company or your web page. It's free. Just a list. And again, www.triangledirectory.com. I guess that's about it for today, huh?
Great to have Paul. Had a lot of fun.
It was, yeah, we were
very informative today.
Paul is always informative when he's here. I mean, Paul is an informative person. You can't help but. I mean, there's no way to miss over there. When Paul is here, it's an easy show to do.
You know what I remember? How much time we have?
Real quick.
The theme of his book, Digital Literacy, is trust nobody on the web.
Oh, yeah.
You check it all. And it's still true.
Yeah.
More so than ever. Smart man.
If you didn't get in, email me. Amnon@850thebuzz.com. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning into Sports Radio 850 The Buzz, the voice of the Hurricanes, and the Computers 99. Thank you, Rock, for producing. As usual, practice safe computing, back up your hard drive, and don't forget to use a virus scanner. We'll be back here next Sunday at 8. Until then, keep your dial right here on the station that brings you Imus in the Morning, Mike Solardi, Adam Gold, Morgan Patrick, ESPN, and more. Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.